Hotel Soccer by Rodica Dernert. Translated by Allison Leyland. Performed by Siri Scott. Fog hung damply over the city. In the pale light from the gas lamps, it rose up from the Danube, spreading along alleyways and squares, and over innumerable building sites, enshrouding the Hofburg, the imperial palace on the Ringstrasse, forcing its fingers into the coats of the horse-drawn cab drivers, and settling damp and heavy on the hats of passers-by. The lithe form of Death stalked the streets purposefully, his skinny limbs clad in a black suit, an unlit cigarette at the corner of his mouth. At the same time, Love passed coquettishly from the noise and grime of the city into the golden glow of the foyer of the Hotel de l'Opera, which would soon come to be known as the Hotel Soccer. Her light dress seemed inappropriate for the season and the day. It was the evening of November 22nd, 1892. They would meet that night, not for the first time and not for the last in this city, in this very place. And their meetings were always significant. Love had time and prepared to wait. She took a seat on one of the sofas in the hotel foyer, while Death climbed a low wall by the rear entrance. In a practiced movement, he swung himself up to the second floor of the hotel, where the owner, though not yet 50, lay on his deathbed. The flu had robbed him of every ounce of the strength he would need to survive this encounter. A cab bringing the dying man's father from the station drew up before the main entrance. Franz Sacher quickly pressed the fare into the coachman's hand and entered the hotel, where the doorman greeted him reverentially. Sacher Sr. nodded a greeting to the hotel employees who had gathered upon his arrival before hurrying up the stairs. While Death swung along the sills of the facade in search of the right window, his gaze fell on the girl who was leaving the rear door of the hotel, hugging a pot of soup to her breast. Marie Stotler had been wiping the floors of the kitchen and the cake shop for 4 long hours. The 11-year-old, the oldest of 4 children, came 3 times a week to do this work, her pay contributing to her family's household, and there was always a pot of soup for supper. Death remembered that he had been meaning to take a closer look at the little girl. Maybe he could take the man and the child in one go, save a bit of time. But this night was probably too far advanced to start rearranging things. After all, the girl wouldn't run away. He could turn back to her at any time. The man, the hotel proprietor, was more important. His death would be of interest, make history even. That was what this night was all about.